Demon Deacons now. Wake Forest's coach Steve Forbes, 14-4, 4-3 ACC play. He plays Josh Pastner and the New York Knicks tomorrow at McCamish Pavilion. Coach, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
What up, boss man? It's all good. It's all good. We're up here in lovely Winston-Salem today, getting ready to have practice before we head to Atlanta. Hopefully, it's a little warmer.
It's not.
It's a little chilly here right now, but things are going good, and always a pleasure to be on the show.
Coach, I looked at the standings in the ACC, Coach. You have 14 wins already this year. One of the top wins already in your conference for its overall wins. 4-3 so far. Tell me about seeing your team develop, a veterans group you have, develop over these past few weeks and months here, man. What you have so far as you get ready to play Josh Pastner this week as well. Up to the point on Saturday you got after Georgia Tech. Tell me about your team, how you feel about your team so far this year, Coach.
Well, I really like my team, boss man. You know, we have 9 new players from last year. We can really score the ball. We have a great mix of some transfers, a couple guys that returned, some really good freshmen. And so it's a really good mix. But, you know, at the top of the list would be Alondis Williams, who transferred to us from Oklahoma. He's having one heck of a year, one of the best years in the country, actually. He's averaging – yeah, he was leading the league in scoring. He'd be right there, 1 or 2, probably in the ACC. He's one of the top assist guys in the ACC. 6'5", big, strong guy, can really score the ball, can really pass. Jake LaRavia, 6'9", transfer from Indiana State. Again, boss man, can do it all. Can shoot it, can post up, can handle it, can really defend, tough guy. Got a transfer from Colorado, Dallas Walton at 7 foot, and a 6'10 transfer, Hadeem C from Ole Miss. And then Isaiah Mucius returns. He's shooting the 3 at a really high level at 6'8. Davian Williamson, you know, Davian played for me at East Tennessee State.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys, you know, are really the core group of our team. They have a lot of experience. A couple of them have NCAA tournament experience, which really helped our guys this year. And you know, we're one of the better offensive teams in the country. You know, we can really score the ball. And so we've been playing well. Got a really nice win on Saturday at Virginia. We hadn't won at Virginia. Wake hadn't won at Virginia since 2010. And so
I was still in school then.
Stop. You know, heck, I was in Tennessee then. Jeez, that, you know, that's how long ago that's been. But it was a great win and really proud of my team. But as you know, in the ACC, it's just can't celebrate too much because it's, you know, you got the next one's always a hard one. And obviously we're headed down there. Actually, listen to this. I found out yesterday, I don't think Wake has won at Georgia Tech since 2004. And so That's a crazy number. I'm not going to ask you where you're at in 2004. You know,
high school.
Oh, you're in high school. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I was still at Tennessee State as a grad guy in 2010. So I was actually high school then, junior high school.
I think I was at Texas A&M, maybe. I don't remember. It's been so long. I can't remember that long. So it's been a long time, and we know we're going to have our hands full tomorrow night.
Yeah, I was at Mays High School down the street from the arena.
I got some players in Mays. I know Mays.
Yeah, that's where I was at. Mays High School 04. Coach, that's where I was at, man. And you tell me, Mitchell Alondis, Coach, 20 points a game. But I like what he's doing for you. Defenses have to give him attention. So we got other guys the ball, too. He makes the right play a lot, Coach, too, as well. Yeah. He's a very unselfish guy. He makes the right basketball play and trusts his teammates to make shots for him as well.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that. He does get a lot of attention. I said this the other day, man, I said he's seen the nickel defense, the prevent defense, the 4-6, the 6-2, the 5-5. I mean, he's seen it all, man. And it's interesting because at Oklahoma, he was just a guy, you know, and so he was on the scouting report, but he wasn't the scouting report at the top. And now he's at the top of the scouting report. And so, you know, he's handled that very well, and he's made a couple passes. He threw a game-winning skip pass to Isaiah Mucius when we beat Charlotte at the buzzer down there in Charlotte, and he made a great pass for the game-tying play with 5 seconds left to tie up Syracuse. So he's not a guy that feels like he has to take the last shot. You know what I mean? He'll find his teammates, and I think that's what makes our team good, is that they trust each other, they like each other, and they'll share the ball.
No doubt, because I was going to say, Coach, the ball is energy. If you know a guy's going to pass you that, the rock, if you're over a good to great shot, you'll be ready to go. But when you have a black hole, as you and some guys can be, you know it ain't getting to you. Don't be in the corner and sitting here giving him space. And I'm not getting that ball. But Alondis is a guy that's going to give you the ball. If he gets double teamed, he'll give you the opportunity to make a play, which I like, because when you trust your guys, it comes in handy in February, in March, when it really counts.
We always say shot created, shot taken, you know, and you're right. That goes a long ways. And sometimes when you have a guy that dominates the ball like that, it's hard for other players to play with him. And he's a guy that's not that way. And Jake's too. Jake's the same way, boss man. Sometimes, to be honest with you, I get on Jake that he needs to shoot the ball more. I think he's a little too unselfish at times. And, you know, sometimes you got to have some selfish in you. You got to go get a basket. You know, now he did that a couple times, three or four times against Virginia on Saturday. He just went at the guy and scored. And so there's a time and place for that too, you know. But we've got good chemistry, and that's going to go a long ways down the stretch.
And, Coach, I like this too, man. You've won three overtime games this year. You're the cardiac kids, but you're doing it early, though. Because you don't get down those live reps of late game situations, because in practice, put more time on the clock. We all know it's not the same thing when you're playing against another team. So three overtime wins, tough, getting that callus on them as a team to be able to know if February and March comes around, if it gets down tight, we're not going to be scared. We've experienced this already. We've won these games. We can get the job done no matter what.
Well, you're right. You know, that's why I'm bald. Okay. It's because I've lost a lot of hair, you know, over the years in these close games, but. Yeah, you're right. You know, we've had our share, and we've come out on the front end of all those. You know, we had started with Oregon State early in November or around Thanksgiving. We didn't play particularly well to win it, but, you know, we got in that situation and found a way to win. Then we came right back home and we beat Northwestern in overtime. Jake made a big-time play. Then we turned around and beat Charlotte on a great last-second play, and then we beat Syracuse in overtime. And so – Yes. And then, you know, honestly, against Virginia, and as you know, all these ACC games are going to come down to the last four or 5 minutes. And, you know, we were down 47-40 with 10 to go, went on a 13-2 run and took the lead and won the game. But we won that game on defense. You know, it wasn't just the offense. We got a lot of stops. We got seven in a row at one point. And so you can win the game playing defense too.
Most definitely. And that's why that coach is that good take to your guys. You can get stops when it counts. I've seen you do it. Let's try to get 8 stops in a row. Let's try to get 9. So I feel like when guys put that on tape, you got that to show them in film session, hey, you all can do this. So let's do it.
Oh, no question. Defense travels. Defense travels. Yes. You know, offense can leave you sometimes. I mean, that's just the way it goes. And sometimes their defense is really good too. And so, you know, you've got to be able to get stops. You know, we try to get 3 stops in a row. We chart that during the game. We call that a kill. And if we can get 7 of those during the game, we're going to probably have a really good chance to win. And then when you get 7 in a row at one time, we call that roadkill. I don't know. I just kind of made that one up. But, you know, it's just, you're right. You got to – defense is something that – is constant, and it's something that travels. And so, you know, we'll have to play really good defense tomorrow night because, you know, Georgia Tech with the DeVoe and Usher, those guys are really good players. And Coach Pazzer's system is different offensively than most teams in our league. You know, they run a lot of that Princeton open, you know, style play. Then they do a lot of back cutting and a lot of curl, a lot of reading. You got to read and react, and so you got to be ready to play.
Most definitely, Coach. Like I said, also the defense, Josh does a good job with those zones, go man, go zone, 1-3-1 match, mixing and matching. I'll tell you what, man, the record does not really show how hard they've been playing this year and how tough they are to play, because sometimes they have scoring droughts, but defensively, they're there every night.
Oh, I've seen it. The record's a bit of a reflection of they've had some injuries, they've had some COVID pause, they've had some adversity. They lost two great players from last year, Alvarado and the big kid. Can't think of his name right now. Moses Wright. He was the player of the year, for Pete's sake. Defensively they do, and that's the one thing we've got to do a great job of, not trying to guess what they're in. You know, I'm a big believer in just coming down and making plays. And so, you know, when you start playing teams like them and you start trying to guess, is that a 1-3-1? Is that a 1-1-3? Is that a matchup? What is that? You're not going to do well. And so I think that you got to give your players concepts of how to play, and then they got to make plays. And so that's what you'll see from us on tomorrow night.
No doubt, Coach. I also saw, man, you're 10-1 at home. And you know, in this game, winning those home games are very important, because in ACC, you and I both know, it's a crapshoot. It's really a crapshoot. So getting those home wins early and banking them to go on that road like you are tomorrow, I mean, great thing to have.
Well, you're right. You gotta have a home court advantage. That's the one thing at East Tennessee State that we definitely established. I think we lost 12 games in 5 years at home. And, you know, we've lost one this year to Duke, which was, they got an unbelievable team. But you also got to go one on the road to have a chance to play in the tournament, have a chance to win the league. You got to win on the road too. And we've got, you know, two road wins at Virginia Tech. And now we're trying to get a third one. And if we can do that, that's really going to put us in great position.
I got two more for you, Coach, man. Talk about Zach Keller, the four-star kid you got coming next year. You signed him in the early signing period. Tell me about that young man. He's a tall kid, can get a lot of things for you, man.
Zach's a great player. We're very lucky to get him. Brooke Savage did a great job recruiting him. You know, he's my type of guy. He's a boss man. He's a versatile guy. He can play inside. He can play outside. He's a intangible guy. He takes charges. He gets rebounds. He's a great athlete for a guy his size. Plays in a winning program in Colorado. Excuse me, at Thunder Ridge High School. They won a state championship his junior year. They're the top ranked team this year in state. He's a great player and comes from a great family. And, you know, the one thing about being at Wake Forest, too, is you got to be a great student. You know, and he's both. He's a great student athlete. And so we're really lucky to get him, and really excited to get Zach in the program next year. And he's going to be a great player here at Wake Forest for sure.
That's what for you, Coach. This man, when you come to the ATL, Coach, as you come in today, what is your favorite spot to eat here, man?
Oh, man, you're hurting me now. I'm trying to think of Leonard Hamilton took me to what's the tea room? I can't even think of the name of the place right now. I'm gonna have to call you back. You know what I'm talking about. He goes there every time he comes to town.
Leonard Hamilton got some place I don't know about.
It's called the tea room.
Is it a Buckhead?
No, it's the best soul food I've ever had. Hold on here. I got to get it now. I'm going to have to look it up on my phone
can do that, Coach. I got to make sure that you got the right spots. I got some spots for you, Coach. The American Deli is good for you, too, Coach. You want some lemon pepper wings, fries, good spot for you as well, man.
Mary Mac's Tea Room.
Mary Mac's Tea Room. Yes, indeed. Mary Mac's Tea Room. I know that spot as well, Coach.
I don't know if it's still open. Is it still open? Yeah, it's still open. Yeah, Mary Mac's. Leonard took me there. Coach Hamilton took me there, geez, years ago in a recruiting trip. I just ran into him in the airport. Typical Coach Hamilton style. He said, "Hey, we're going for dinner or lunch." I'm like, "Okay, you know, like I guess so. You're right. I'm going with you." It was an amazing experience. Not only is the place a great place to eat, but just had a chance to sit there and visit with him and for a long time. So I'm gonna go with. I'm going to go with Mary Mac's Tea Room. That's my spot.
I hear you, Coach. Coach Forbes, thank you for your time today, brother. And I'm happy for your success. You've been good to me in the show, man. Keep up the good work. And look, Coach, I'm going to be very neutral tomorrow night. I like you both. I'll be very neutral. Very neutral.
When you're neutral, then you're happy either way. I get it. That's
yes, okay. I can't lose tomorrow night. I can't lose. Well, I like you both.
I got to give you a little nugget here. You know, I think a week from Monday, you're playing my boy Nick Nurse, the Toronto Raptors.
Yes.
And
you know,
Nick and I are best friends, right? We grew up together. And so I'm coming down to the game, and I'm going to be sitting down there and Mitch Shaw with Mitt, and I'm going to be able to sit right next to Nick as he coaches the game, and I'm going to try to help him out a little bit.
I'll see you. I'll be there in my Atlanta Hawks gear. I'll be there.
I know we'll be there. Now, you know, obviously I got to be neutral too. I mean, because we got John Collins, Wake Forest. You know, I got a lot of pressure there, but I got my guy Nick. So I'll see you probably here in about a couple week and a half or a week. So
yes, I look forward to that Monday night game against the Raptors. Thank God they moved it. So yes, we got Boston on that Friday, Lakers on ABC on Sunday, and Monday the Raptors.
Sounds like a little ACC action there. I just got done playing Syracuse, Florida State, Syracuse, Duke, and Virginia in a row. Now I got Georgia Tech, then I got Carolina, so I don't want to hear no prying down there in Atlanta.
Hey, we need every win we can get, Coach. We need every win we can get, buddy. We need to keep Mitch happy. We need to get every win we can get.
Gotta keep him happy. Gotta keep him happy.
Yes, sir. Hey, Coach, I'll see you on the 31st, man. You be safe, and you hope to see you and have the game. We'll have a good time chatting the game on that Monday, and hopefully you'll have a great game with tomorrow night. I was going to say win. I was going to have a great game, so Josh won't kill me.
All right, Josh, good people. He knows. Josh got a good heart. All right, man.
All right, see you, buddy.
Talk to you.
All right.
All right.